So just after I finished speaking with Peter Aland, some people walked past who I've just found. You guys are visiting from Singapore, is that right?
Yes. We're from Singapore. Yeah. And we are majoring in architecture.
Wow. So you've actually come down to this area because you know that this area is has an architectural history for Sydney.
Yeah.
But read this from book that in Rock District, right? This is Rocks.
Yeah, the Rocks, yeah.
Yeah. We know there's a lot of old buildings and they are wonderful. So we come here to see them, yeah.
And we saw some notice on the window saying that save our home. So it came to attract us. So we walk around and we saw this is really, actually should be a very nice community and have very close community bonds. So yeah, we are thinking about why these residents are going to be moved out or relocated. Maybe this is where they should belong.
And you've met some of those residents this morning, right, as you're walking past? Or?
Just see a couple of people walking around, no residents. I don't see any of them, yeah.
Yeah. And do you think, I guess because you study architecture, that the people who live in these buildings, how do you consider that in terms of the architectural preservation of the buildings?
Well, you should ask her.
Actually, I think it all depends on the function of these buildings. If you want to remove these residents and you give them a new function, let's say the bars or the some creative industry, this building can be conserved, but the problem is that whether these residents, these old people, they have very close connection with each other, whether they will be very happy, and where they can find another sense of belonging to another new community. That, I think, is also a heritage kind of thing. It's not heritage is not only the physical form. It also have very high social value and, this sense of belonging or some mutual memory about a place. Maybe this place, you see, Sydney has a lot of fancy places, but for residential function, this is really very unique and this is really attractive.
Yeah, and how are these sort of these issues resolved in Singapore? Are there examples of this type of thing from where you're from or not so much?
I think Singapore, it's quite different with Sydney because Singapore, the land is very limited. So the URA, the Urban Redevelopment Authority, they have some priority to give for the land use because their land are very limited. I know in China, a lot of things happens and the people, residents are moved out and this whole old towns or historical streets are just demolished for new functions.
Yeah. Actually, we do a case study in China recently that some old buildings, such like this community, all the people are forced to move out and then the building will refunction. But actually, the result is not good. Because these buildings lack of people, no soul, just only the body, no spirit. So actually, it's not good just for some people to have drinks, to have some social activities. But actually, the spirit of this community,
the social well-being of this residence is very important for a very, harmonious society.
Look, it's a fantastic coincidence to bump into you guys this morning. Thank you so much for your perspective.
Thank you.
And can I just get your names?
That's great. Okay. My name is Liang Liang.
My name is Han Jie.